How y'all doing? I'm Big Chief Pride, the Monogram Hunters, and I've been master for 38 years, since I was 12 years old. This culture is very, very sacred to me, man. You know, it's very sacred to me, very spiritual. Since a little boy, from the time I first seen the Mardi Gras Indians, I was outside right down the block from here, and I seen the Mardi Gras Indians. I seen the Indians coming down the street, right? And my mom didn't want us to go in the street. I was 12. I was 11 years old, 10 years old. I couldn't go in the street, so I had to stay on the stoop. So when you seen the Indians coming around the corner, I'm like, I'm standing on the step. I'm like, damn, this is, you know, I thought they were guards, you know? To see all these different color suits coming down the street, man, it was like, it was fascinating. So I'm like, man, I'm going to do this, you know? So one day I'm going to do this, man. My involvement, when I first got involved with it, it had a lot, people don't know, it had a lot to do with Tamarina Fan, with Jerome Smith. Jerome Smith's son, Jerome Jr., and I were close friends. You know, we would leave the Hunter Field, man, and from playing football and baseball and all that, man, and I wasn't in too much of that, you know, but I was fascinated with the culture. And little Jerome used to take me to a guy's house around there on Robinson, Melvin Reed, who a lot of people don't speak about either, but it's actually a teacher to this culture, man. I learned so much from this guy, man, and it carried me to where I'm at right now. The things I seen him do with a piece of cardboard is unbelievable, bro. He's a master. Tootie was a master. He was a master, too. You got to give credit where credit due. You know what I'm saying? And he was always a part of Yellow Pocahontas. Just as many suits as Tootie made, he made more. Because he was doing things for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I learned a lot of stuff from Melvin. I learned a lot of stuff from Jerome. Being around little Jerome, it made me see a lot of stuff that they were doing that I couldn't do. But the only way I could do it is just like Melvin said, you know, if you want to do this, you got to learn to do it. Watch and learn. And that's how I took it from there, man. And I never stumbled, you know. But you have to love this thing that we do, man. You know, this cult, you have to love this. Because if you didn't love it, you wouldn't, a lot of things, man, would take you away from the Indian culture, man, you know. But the love that you have for it, I mean, it bypasses everything, man. So, you know, it's like we have our rough days with this thing, man, and it's hard right now to mask. I ain't gonna tell you no lie, it's hard to mask. You're taking food off your table to make an Indian soup. You know what I'm saying? For some people that don't appreciate it and some people that do. But at the end of the day, in the beginning of the day, it ain't just for the people, it's for you. You know what I'm saying? So once I satisfied me with a suit, I'm good, you know? And I was taught that. They taught us that you don't have no, it's not a battle between uptown Indian or downtown Indian or back of town Indian. It's not about that. It's about you being the best you could be. I mean, every suit I put on, I'm not worried about, I mess with the best, I mess with Tootie. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to beat Tootie. You understand? I could never beat Tootie. Even on my on Tootie bad days, I couldn't beat Tootie. But I know one thing. Tootie gave me something that nobody never else gave me. That every suit you put on, you don't worry about the next man. You got to beat yourself. So that was a lesson learned, man. That every suit I put on, it's not for to lowrate nobody or to say I'm better than somebody else. It's just that it's me proving to myself that what I just put on, I could beat that. And I mean, you know, from 12 years old to right now, man, it's like I seen a culture go a lot of ways, man. And you know, it's sometimes it got heavy on my mind, heavy on my heart. It was sometimes I didn't even want to touch it. Because that's how bad it got, you know. I mean, people just lost total respect for the culture, you know. I mean, for example, this place has so much, Miss Carol Ball has so much history. If spirits could show themselves right now, you'd be surrounded by Indians.